Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
If I constantly am sewing in, focusing on negative things, having these negative thought lives, believing negative things about my wife, see, then everything that she does, I'm looking at her through that lens. That's how I'm interpreting that. I remember one time, Susie, I was finishing up, remember the book that I did called Fight Your Way to a Better Marriage?
Great book.
And so there was a moment to where Erin had left for the evening and she was going out with some girlfriends, which is part of how she enriches our marriage, because she's recharging. But she's gone. The kids were terrible. So Garrison and Murphy are just battling it out. Just they're fighting and bickering. And, you know, just one of those nights where you're like, okay, if I tell you one more time to stop this, you know, I'm going to kill the both of you and then I won't have to worry about this. Annie, like, does something. She dumps a bunch of grape juice or something in the living room. Mm. It was just one of those nights.
Heart. Yeah.
You know, moms have those times every day. But for me, oh my goodness, it was just that. So I finally had them all down. Now I could finally get some time to work on the book. So now it's late. Well, Erin, shortly, you know, after I sit down to write, she comes walking in. And so she walks right by the sink and it just glances into the sink. What do you think she finds?
Dishes.
I forgot to do the dishes like she had asked. And now I had on my own folded all the laundry.
Herded cats.
And herded cats. But the laundry, I mean, it's like all piled up right there. Mm. And so she walks by and looks at the dirty dishes. She simply goes, "Ugh, what am I, the maid?" Mm. And it just so offended me. But what I'll never forget is how quickly my mind started to spin in just the
defend
script
yourself, yep,
that was just starting to be laid out. And look how she doesn't care about you and she's just being selfish and she didn't care about all the things you did do. She just cares about the thing you didn't do. And I, you know, for me, what was good is that I didn't say anything in that moment, because I really would have probably shot, you know, darts at her or something verbally. And she came over to the table and I just said, hey, did you, like, when you said, "What am I, the maid?" Was that directed at me? And she went, "Oh, no." She goes, "This is to our kids. I know that you've been working hard. Look at all the laundry you folded. I know you have the book to write. They should have had this done."
Wow.
And I remember going, "Thank you, Lord, for holding my lips tightly shut."
You know
what,
Greg? You know those cartoons when the head turns to a piece of steak? That was you.
It was.
I'm a meathead.
You know, but what I really remember about that moment is just, see, when we talk about guarding our mind, it's one, staying alert because we have an enemy who's putting those thoughts into our head about our spouse. Here's what, you know, I love 1 Peter 5:8 that says, "Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls." In other words, what I do better now, I did this poorly early in our marriage, but really, a lot of times my first thought when we get into a fight is, "Whoa, we're under attack. We are literally being attacked by the evil one." And I will say that to Erin, and I will say, "Let's pray."
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.